I'm Miss Strachan, and I'm going to do a podcast today about the fiction paper for Educast, the reading one, questions A1 to A5. I'm going to talk about the strategies that we recommend you should use. These are the strategies that we've gone through in class, so you should be familiar with them. The first thing I would recommend is that you read the question before you read the extract that you've been given, because you will be given an extract from a piece of fiction that you need to read and that you need to ruler. So I want you to underline and mark next to the section of the text the question number. So underline whereabouts in the text you've got to take the information from, and right next to the margin the question number, because then when you read through the text again to look for the information for each question, you know exactly where you've got to go to. Okay, so that's my first top tip. For question A1, remember that is the listing question. So you need to do 5 separate bullet points in order to get the 5 marks for that question. You need to make sure that you don't just quote from the extract, because if all you do is quote, it doesn't show that you understand the question. So you do need to reword the question into your answer. So for example, if you were talking about the Obed passage, Obed is considered would be a good sentence stem that you might want to use. The next thing to remember is that this question can trip students up, especially if you're higher ability, because it seems very simple that it's easy to miss. So make sure that you read the question carefully and that you select the information that the question is asking for, and that you do the 5 separate bullet points, as I've already said. So far, so good. So that question should only take you a few minutes, 3 to 4 minutes maximum. That's the timings that we would recommend you use. The second question, A2, is slightly more complex. It's again a 5 mark question. However, this time for A2, what you need to do is you need to refer to the language. In order to do that, we have recommended that you refer to 4 to 5 quotes from the text. And when you refer to the 4 to 5 quotes, you make a short point saying how you're going to answer the question. So link to the question, that's what I'm talking about. Then quotation and explain the meaning. Now that's not just the obvious meaning, that's the hidden meaning as well. When you quote, if you know what the language technique is, then make sure that you embed the language technique. But do remember that you can say the word, the phrase, the quote. But also, if you know that it's a metaphor, say it's a metaphor. If you know that it's an adjective, say it's an adjective. If you know that it's a verb, say that it's a verb. Okay? Because that will show the examiner that you have a good understanding of the types of language that is being used. But the important thing is that you are talking about the meaning, that you are exploring what that language is actually telling you. Okay? So don't just quote and move on. You must quote, explain, move on. Okay, so that's for A2, and you need to do 4 to 5 quotations for that particular question. A3 is very similar. A3 is where you have to look at language again, and the question will ask you what impressions, perhaps. So you need to work out what it makes you think. Okay, so impressions are about your thoughts and your ideas. So you will need to refer to 7 to 8 quotations. You will need to again make a point about the question. So the impressions that I get in the extract are. Then quotation, link to the language technique again. So if you know it's an adjective, say it's an adjective. If you know that it's a simile, say that it's a simile. If you notice that it's pathetic fallacy, say that it's pathetic fallacy. However you do it, don't use in the extract, I notice that the language technique that is used is. Remember to be concise. That's a really, really, really strong focus for this paper. In order to get the amount of writing done, you need to be concise. Then when you've quoted from the extract, you're going to explain the meaning. Again, you're going to do the implicit and explicit. So you're going to do the hidden and the obvious meanings, okay? So you're going to do that again, and you're going to also explain the effect, okay? This is really important in this question, that you actually explain the effect of the quote, okay? So the effect of the language. And that's it, really. You do that 7 to 8 times. You can use connectives to move on to your second point. So, for example, another point, my second point, another quotation, furthermore, likewise. So you can link quotations within your answer as well. But remember to make sure that you have explained the meaning, the hidden meaning, the obvious meaning, and that you've explored the effect as well. Question A4 will sometimes be, how is tension and drama shown in this extract? And this question is asking you to look at not just the language, but also the structure as well. And what you have to do is, again, look at 7 to 8 quotations from the extract, link to the question, explain the levels of tension and drama. That's always a good way to go into the question, or explain how the extract is structured. Make sure that you quote from the extract, and that when you explain the quotation, you are actually telling us how it creates a sense of tension or drama. Okay, what is it about those words? What is it about those phrases? What is it about the structure of that quotation that you've chosen that actually shows that tension and drama has been created? Remember as well that if you notice it's a short sentence, you can say that it's a short sentence, but don't just say it's a short sentence. Say what effect it has, okay? You have to make sure that the effect is covered, because if you just talk about the terminology, then it's not showing that higher level knowledge of understanding of language and structure and how it's used to create an effect, okay? And then A5 is the question that is quite different from A2, A3 and A4, because as you can tell from this podcast, most of those three questions are very similar. It's just that question 3 and question 4 are 10 mark questions and A2 is a 5 mark question. So A5 is the question where you are being asked to do a persuasive evaluation. Now, this is very similar to the type of questions that you get in your RE or your RS or your religious education, ethics and philosophy exams. The question is very similar in the respect that you are being asked to build an argument. So you can do that by quoting from the extract. And you normally have to quote from across the whole source. So you can quote from the top, the middle and the bottom to build your argument. And then you tell me in your answer whether you agree or disagree with the opinions that are being put forward. If you want to look at a higher level understanding with the persuasive evaluation, what you can do is you can predict what other readers might suggest. So predict the opposition. Say another reader might suggest that this is because, however, I disagree with that. So you're building it up and then you're knocking it down. Okay, so that's a really good top tip to get a higher level of knowledge into this particular question. Again, we don't have an exact recommendation of quotes for this question. It is a 10 mark one. So you are going to have a range of quotations. But to get the top marks, the strength of your argument is going to be really, really important. Okay, so if I can just summarise, A1 is listing 5 pieces of information. A2 is a language and the effect of language question. A2 is again a language effect of language question. A3. A4 is a language and structure and the effect question. And A5 is a persuasive evaluation. And with A5, you are trying to agree or disagree. So you can use the stems I agree, I disagree. Okay, I hope that this has been helpful. This is the Educas fiction paper for reading A1 to A5. Thanks, guys, and good luck.